We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Back here on Sports Talk, we just talked to Chris Titone about Happy Gilmore 2 that's now streaming on Netflix. Check it out, folks. Happy Gilmore 1, like Jeff, you were saying, definitely an iconic film. Quotable. Tons of quotes you can get from that. I love the part 2 where they're in the ice skating rink. And, you know, the lights go down, music starts playing, and the girl talks with Happy, and he's like, what? You know, friends listen to
Endless Love in the Dark.
Right, yeah, exactly. Checking in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk in text line. You can sound off too, folks, 504-260-1870. We got Sam in Gretna right now, wants to tell us a Sean Payton story. What you got for us today, Sam?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Well, while we're talking about Sean, I got a funny little story. I got crippled with neck surgery. Wrong guy operated on me. But anyway,
oh,
I used to do transit station, airport trips, tours, limo stuff and everything. And I was out at the airport, and it was it wasn't immediately after, but Charlie, you were here back then. Remember when Sean got taken out on the sidelines of that Tampa game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Anyway, Jeff, that's probably before his time here. But anyway, I run into him, not right away, a few months later, right, at the airport. Just chit-chatting. I'm waiting for my passenger. I'm not driving for Sean. Waiting for my passenger. And I'm not going to talk his ear off or something. It's like, hello, little banter and all that. And I said, Coach, how's your knee? And he smiled like I just bought him a steak dinner. He smiled. He shook his head. He says, it's fine. He says, look, he says, it's so funny. He says, out in the public, you know, not my players or my family or friends, but out in the public, he says, you're the first one that's asked that. And you know what he says then? He says, hell, if that was Breeze, they'd be asking me that 24 hours a day. I mean, that like made his day, you know? And he says, yeah, if that was Breeze, they'd be asking me about that all the time, you know? But that was pretty funny, though.
I think it was Jimmy Graham that rolled into him, too, right?
It was Jimmy Graham. Yeah, the coaches don't get on the injury report, but that was a significant one. Like, he was on crutches for a while. I do remember. I wasn't here at that point, but I do remember it happening because it's not very often that the coaches get injured.
Right.
You know? I think he called a couple games from the booth. Or no, didn't? That's the Pete Carmichael game where they blew out the Colts, right? That was the game we all looked back on and be like, wow, they beat him like 63-7. And Sean Payton was up in the booth with Pete Carmichael calling the game.
Definitely fun times. I just remember distinctly, too, when Sean Payton was driving around, working with a golf cart at practice. And for some reason, at that day, it was just me and Mike Triplett that showed up to the Saints practice. And Sean drives up right under the cart with us. He goes, we're going to be at the indoor facility. Get in.
He just drove you?
Yeah, so we hopped in the golf cart and went from the outdoor field to the indoor field, which wasn't a hard, far drive at all, but it was just amusing. I was like, wow, Sean picked us up in the golf cart.
Sean was your chauffeur.
Yes,
Sean,
exactly.
Sean Fuhrer, if you will. I hope someday the Saints are as fun again as they were during the Sean Payton era, because that's honestly like the problem. That's the biggest problem that existed in the Dennis Allen era. Not even like that they lost games. Like, they lost games in the Sean Payton era. You didn't have all winning seasons. You had 3-7-9 seasons in a row, but there was something about those games that was at least enjoyable. Like, you can be bad and entertaining. You can be good and boring.
The first 2 weeks last year were entertaining.
Yeah, but then the rest of the season was misery.
No,
it was slow torture. And it's like, here's the thing. You can be bad and interesting. You can be good and boring. You can't be bad and boring. And with Sean, it was never boring.
No, that's for sure.
Never boring. Like, some of the most entertaining games you've ever watched are in those 7-9 seasons. Like, that game against the Giants at the Superdome, I still have, like, stress reactions when I see the highlights from that game. And you see, like, I mean, Shane Vereen just going off for the Giants. Guys you didn't even know were on the team catching touchdown passes. And, you know, Ben Watson was catching touchdown passes in that game. Willie Snead, you know, Brad Wing face masking a dude. And who's it, Garrett Hartley at that point, right, kicking the field goal. Man, I hope, you know, I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl, if they're going to win a ton of games with Kellen Moore this year. But I hope that they at least are fun. And that was the greatest victory of the Sean Payton era, is he made the Saints fun.
I miss the fun, too, when we had Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, and everybody was going goo-goo gaga over, what was it, Airheads, the taffy.
Yeah, Airheads, yeah. They got his own, like, custom Airhead.
Yeah, exactly. And those two together were just, like, don't miss TV post-game, too. They were doing, like, joint interviews, and it was not boring.
Yeah, with the ski masks and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So what are we going to do to get back to being, you know, not just relevant, but also an entertaining squad?
I don't know. That's the greatest mystery of all. How can you do it? I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I think it has to be with, you know, you have to win games first to get people on board. And I think they could do that, but we'll see.
The good thing is, with the so little expectations around this team, I feel like the only way to go up right now for the black and gold is up, because I know some people have talked about this Saints being a two-win team, but there's just no way in heck that I see that being a realistic option with this squad, looking at not just the talent, but also the schedule that they have.
It's so difficult to lose 15 games.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost more difficult to lose 15 games than it is to win 15 games. Because, like, it's just... It's if you're trying to win games, you're going to run into wins. Right? Like, you're going to catch teams that don't have their quarterback. You're going to catch teams that maybe have already packed it in for the season, and you're a team that's trying to win.
Or a squad that's also overlooking you. Heard, we also have on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line before we head to break. Want to talk to Jimmy and Gretna. Two calls from Gretna back to back. What you got, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing all right.
How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Happy birthday to Alvin Kamara. He's officially 30. And we're going to be leaning on him a lot this year. Hey, look, I saw Tyler Shuck. He tweeted he's going to the Creed concert tomorrow night at Smoothie
All
King
right.
Center. So I'm bringing my football into the concert, try to get an autograph from our quarterback. I'm not sure if he's going to be our starter. I do think Rattler's going to start the year. It'll be up to him to stay healthy and to keep his job. I think he's going to get that shot. But if he gets hurt or struggles, it's going to be Kellen Moore's guy, Shuck, coming in. Because, again, Kellen Moore handpicked that guy. But I want to get your take on, you know, we talked about the wide receiver room earlier this week. Looking at the running backs, Alvin Kamara's getting older. Kendre Miller, I think it's a make-or-break year for him. And Isaiah Foskey, make-or-break year for him as well. What's your take on those two guys we drafted that just haven't exactly panned out yet?
Thanks for the call, Jimmy. And good, have a good time at Creed tomorrow. I was tempted to end up going to that concert. I found that in my older age, I became more of a Creed fan.
Creed slaps, man.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I have people talk down on Creed. I'm a Creed dude. Creed slaps. Like, you forget how many bops Creed has. And then you start, like, you go down a playlist. You're like, oh, man, I forgot about this. But you know all the words. And you're like, yeah, it's beautiful. I wanted to get tickets. That kind of passed me by. But I'm excited for you. I'm excited for Shuck. I hope Shuck's out there. I'm out there bopping to Creed.
Looking at that running back room, yeah, with Kendre Miller, I think we've noticed that the talent is there. The problem is the availability is the problem with him. And can he find a way to keep his body in shape and, you know, on the field for this team? We've heard it all the time. Can't make the club in the tub. And that's been the situation, unfortunately, for Kendre Miller. I don't think that he's in danger of getting cut by this team at all, because I do see great value there with this running back and a guy you've invested in. It's just the fact, like I said, the injury history for him has been the problem, and that was like the worst hamstring issue ever. And, you know, you suffer it the first day of training camp last year, and it just lingered on forever.
I wouldn't say there's no danger of him being cut, but I do think he has has an advantage in the fact that he's under team control for two more seasons, including this one, right? So you do want to keep that guy around because you have that investment in him, and if he plays really well this season, you don't have to worry about signing him, right? You can just bring him back. So they're going to give him every opportunity to potentially take that job, but he's got to earn it, and he's got to go out there and get it. And you know, I'm not trying to jinx him, but he's healthy right now, and that's good to see.
And as for Foskey, I don't know what to make of him, Jeff, because I've seen him play special teams a bunch of snaps, but getting any reps on the D-line, it hasn't been anything consistent or of note. Maybe Brandon Staley finds a way to unlock him, but right now it just seems like wasted potential right there with him.
We'll see. I mean, you got to get him on the field. Like, I got to see him play.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is no snaps.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.